The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. It's just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, welcome back to Nortonville, Kansas. That's right, Nortonville, Kansas. You're saying, wait a minute, there's not a high school in Nortonville, Kansas. Certainly there was, but there's not a high school in Nortonville, Kansas now. Well, you're right. We're at the Jefferson County North Middle School facility here in Nortonville, which is one of the two sites being utilized for the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament. Other games going on tonight down in the high school gym in Winchester. So they're utilizing both facilities and running through a lot of games. And the second game of the evening here tonight in this gym and second game tonight here on Care Radio promised to be absolutely outstanding as Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School meet here tonight. And I can't remember the last time these two teams did play. I know the guys have played, gosh, it was way back in the class 4A times in the 80s, and I'm not sure that we've seen those teams meet since then. Well, that all said, we're about ready to get underway with this one, and if you want a gymnasium that is, like, loaded with people, and you want a crowd that is absolutely into their game here tonight, you are going to appreciate this crowd and this gymnasium, because Atchison fans and Atchison County fans are here in incredible numbers, and you're going to hear a lot of cheering and a lot of racket and a lot of enthusiasm from the crowd here tonight. So we're looking forward to bringing that to you. That all said, public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd on hand here this evening. And with that in mind, allow me, if I may, to introduce them to you. First of all, for ACCHS, Lady Tigers coming into the ball game tonight at a fantastic 9-0. Under head coach Austin Eckert, his assistants Mike Eckert and Rachel Newquist. And the Lady Tigers are going to be starting Jordan Kaplinger and Aaliyah Wallace, Addison Schletzbaum, Natalie Nitz, and Kinsey Bowerly. So we will have four seniors. Kinsey is a sophomore. For Atchison High School, and head coach Nick Rebant, his assistants Jalea Rines and Paxton Throne. Atchison coming into the ball game tonight, 4-5. Now, I say 4-5 with a caveat. They are a red hot team, 4-5, but they have won their last four games in a row. For the Phoenix tonight, you're going to find a couple of freshmen, Kira Duncan and Antil Snoddy. And then three juniors with Taira Hayward, Aronia Boldridge, and Presley Simpson. That all said, we're about ready to get underway with this one here tonight. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio, handling all the real work, the heavy lifting, as they say. Tom Couch with you here. Home team and home white is going to be Atchison County, white with orange and black. For Atchison, it is a traveling red with gold. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up the tip of the way, and it is going to be controlled down by ACCHS. Quickly, it'll go to Schletzbaum, feeds underneath, left side, shot up, no good. Rebound, going to be battled for, and it's going to be saved in by the Phoenix. Atchison will come up court with a bounce, come on, and that's going to be Presley. Simpson will get it out on top to Antiel. Snotty will dump it over to the left side. Kira Duncan. And this pass is going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off the Lady Tigers. Kinsey Barrelly looks at the officials, shakes her head. Now the official is coming over to make sure that she understands that it was his decision with 7:37 to go in the opening quarter. It will be Phoenix basketball. Don't kick it around to the right side. Boldridge with it all the way to the baseline. Right drives all the way to the corner. Now it's going to be knocked away. It's on the floor, and we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a foul called. We are. An early foul in the ball game is going to go against Atchison, and it will be foul number one tonight on Boldridge. Here comes ACCHS. Foul, he's just going to pull for three and throw it down. And as quickly as that, it is 3-0. ACCHS. Down court with it is going to be Snotty. Reached in on by defender. No. Gets your own rebound. Follows up. No. No fouls called underneath. And here comes ACCHS. Tigers down the floor. Nitz will have it on the right side. Comes back out on top to Schletzbaum. Over to the left, that's going to be Kamplinger. 6:46 to go in the opening quarter. 3-0. Tigers out front. Back out on top, it's going to be Kamplinger. Swings it left again to Bowerly. You're going to find Atchison in a 2-3 zone defense. They'll lob it left. Back out on top. Feed into the lane. Kicks it back. Nitz all alone. That's her shot. This time it doesn't go. And a rebound. Bowerly puts it back up and in. Kinsey Bowerly with a couple of quick buckets, and Atchison is forged in. Atchison County is forged in early. 5-0 lead. 6:15 to play in the first, and we're going to have a timeout. Official timeout, and we got a Tiger player who's going to the training room. Coach Eckert is very quickly going to spring into action, and he is going to bring Jenna Pitts into the game. Here comes Atchison. Double team in the backcourt, and the cross-court pass is going to be stolen, but they say not before travel. So the Lady Tiger defense swarming. And Atchison having trouble getting it to midcourt. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Tigers in front. 5-0 and in control of the basketball. Pitts will have it on the left side of the lane. Comes back on the top to Kamplinger. Dumps it over Bowerly, going for another three. That one rims out, no good. Followed up by Wallace. It's in plus one. Tigers opening up an early lead. Aaliyah Wallace with two and looking to add one. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Boldridge, and she is going to exit the game. Coming into the lineup for Atchison as the free throw by Wallace is going to be off and no good. The rebound in to Atchison, and Samara Downing will be in the game. Here's a driving shot for the right side. It's up and good. So on the board, Atchison trailing at 7-2. 5:40 to play in the opening quarter. A lot of up and down right now. Pitts will take the ball into the forecourt. Wants to get rid of it and does. Gets it over to the left side to Kaplinger. Now it's going to be taken away and stolen back by Bowerly and knocked away again. And a near second steal by the Phoenix and Antiel Snotty. Snotty, a freshman for the Phoenix. It's a 7-2 Lady Tiger lead. 5:20 to go in the first. Top side with the basketball. Going to be Natalie. The feed underneath, left side. Wallace will turn and put it up with the left hand, and good. So for Aaliyah Wallace, it is 4 points. Now a 9-2 Tiger lead, 3 minutes into the game. Of course, the ball is going to be driven down the right side. A runner off the window, and a little too strong. Rebounded underneath, followed back up and put home. The bucket is up good for Atchison, and that belongs to Kyra Hayward. Back up court. Atchison County losing a handle on it, and it's loose on the floor. Picked back up by Atchison. Phoenix coming up the court. Driving in. Going up. Left-hand shot. No good, but a foul. It's going to put Snoddy on the free throw line. With 4.5 to play in the opening quarter, we have seen a lot of action, a lot of up and down, and frankly, quite a few points. 13 already combined. And coming to the line, as that is the first foul for Kaplinger, the free throw is up and good. One more shot coming up here for Antille Snoddy. Antille looks it over, a little left-handed shot, rattles, and in. That makes it a 9-4 Tiger lead. We're still not quite halfway through the opening quarter. Nitz certainly turns it over, and it's going to be stolen. Here comes Snoddy, taking it down the left side, dumps it back over to the right to her teammate. Whose shot is up? No. Snoddy's going to rebound it down and bring it back out on top. Antille, little seesaw dribble, comes out. Here's Presley. Got the three. Presley Simpson knocks down a three, and suddenly we've got a two-point, or we've got a tie game at 9. 4 minutes to go. The feed to the baseline, the shot, Wallace up and in, off the baseline left. And Aaliyah having a huge start to the night. She's got a half a dozen. Tigers lead it 11-9. Snoddy will take it top side. She'll work way around the left edge. Coming off the screen, goes all the way to the baseline, dumps it off in the lane. On the floor one time, the feed down low is going to be lost out of bounds, and the Phoenix will turn it over. For Atchison and head coach Rebant, another sub's coming in. Checking into the Atchison lineup is going to be Majah Stoves. Nitz will bring it down the court, feet into the middle, ball's on the floor, Presley's going to pick it up. Simpson comes up with a basketball, and here comes Atchison. They trail by two. Presley will drive and kick it off the window and score. So Presley with 5, and we're tied again now at 11. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Tigers had pushed a huge 9-2 lead, but the Phoenix has responded. Pitts will have it on the right side, comes out on top to Schletzbaum, back to Pitts. She'll go 3, knocks it down. Nicely done, Jenna Pitts for 3. 14-11. Atchison County in front. And here's the 3 on the other end. A little too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Wallace. Here comes Atchison County. Nitz will bring it up the floor and take it down the left side. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Right side, Schletzbaum. Free throw line that comes to Martin, who's coming to the game. Here's the right side. It's another 3. That one is not going to drop. And a rebound. Martin had it, lost it. It's on the floor. Taken away by Snoddy. She's up court, and she is 1-on-3. Drives it down. Puts up 15-foot runner. No. Rebound out of bounds. And we're going to have another foul called underneath the rim. And again, it's going to be against Atchison. We'll see against whom it's going to be called, as Wallace will come out of the game for ACCHS, and Lainey Panel will come in. The foul is going to be on Atchison's Stoves. Tigers with the basketball, leading it by 3, with inside 2 to go in the opening quarter. Pitts kicks it off underneath. Martin on the floor one time, no room underneath, brings it back off on top. Schletzbaum kicks it over to Bowerly. She'll go 3, well short. Rebound underneath, AHS. Clearing the board away is going to be on Teal Snoddy. Phoenix will pass into the middle. It's going to be knocked free. And here comes Atchison County. Bowerly will have it on the left side. Jumps around top, goes all the way around the horn, skips it over to the right edge. Schletzbaum starts to go up with a shot, pulls it back down. They'll feed it over to Martin. Her shot is up off the window and plus one. Good play by the freshman for Atchison County, Madison Martin. So Martin getting her first bucket and another free throw coming up here for ACCHS. And Teal Snoddy has her first foul of the night. Freshman eyes it up, takes her time, puts it skyward, and good. Three for Madison Martin. 17-11. Right back to a half-dozen point lead goes Atchison County. For now, a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. Again, over to the right side. Atchison high, and the ball is going to get away from Presley this time. Back up with it, Atchison County. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. We expected a lot of action. We expected scoring. We have not been disappointed in this one. Here's Schletzbaum, right side. Comes way back up on top. Pitts over to the left to Bowerly. Again, top side, that's going to be Pitts. 45 seconds. The feed into the middle is going to be stolen away. Atchison coming up with it. Hayward with the steal. Way out on top, Presley Simpson. Little right-hand dribble. Plays off the screen, goes into the lane. The ball is going to be lost away and saved underneath. Comes back off on top. AHS around the right side. A runner into the lane. It's going to be off the window and good. That bucket is going to belong to Stoves. 17-13. Tigers in front. 10 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County going to look for that last shot. They'll take it to the right side. At the buzzer, the three will miss. And that will take us to the end of the first. We got a timeout of the court here in Nortonville, Kansas. First quarter done. ACCHS 17, AHS 13.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio, where we go to the second quarter of game number two. And it is a 17-13 lead for Atchison County. The Lady Tigers are being led by Aaliyah Wallace with a half a dozen points. Following her, Kinsey Bowerly with five and three apiece. Jenna Pitts, Madison Martin for Atchison. Five for Presley Simpson leads the way. Antino Snoddy with four and two each for Tyria Hayward and Maja Stoves. Looking out of the court, looks like a similar group. Not a lot of new numbers out there, and Atchison will be putting it in play. Phoenix with the basketball, and we're underway here in the second quarter. Presley Simpson with it up top side. Plays off a nice screen, and how are we going to get it? We're going to have an offensive foul. I was going to wonder if we were not going to get that call because the screen was moving a little bit and may have been set just a little bit late. So Samara Downing is going to pick up her first personal foul of the game. For Samara, it'll be foul number one. For Atchison, it is team foul five. For the Tigers, only foul of the game so far belongs to Jordan Kaplinger. 7.5 to play in the half. Schletzbaum with the basketball up top side. They've got her playing above the top of the key. Wallace will take it left. Schletzbaum, she'll launch the three and gets her first points of the game. So the bucket is up and in, and the first points tonight belong to Addison Schletzbaum. Now a 20-13 lead. And for the second time tonight, Atchison County leads by seven. Here's a three on the other end, missing. And the rebound is going to be tipped around, and it'll be saved by Wallace down to the baseline. Tigers coming up the floor with it. Coach Eckert on his feet, directing traffic a little bit, and we're inside seven to go in the half. Lady Tigers with the ball. They can go a double-digit lead with a long shot here, beating a 20-13. Atchison sticking with a 2-3 zone. Right side, Nitt. Out on top, Schletzbaum. Left side, Bowerly. From the baseline left, the runner's good. Kinsey's hot. Kinsey Bowerly quickly with 7 points, and she leads Atchison County in scoring. It is 22-13. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Reban. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Phoenix. Joseph at 6:29 to go in the half. Atchison County, 22. Atchison High, 13.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back to Nortonville. Here comes Atchison High School into the forecourt. Antia will drive, kicks it back behind her, goes coast to coast, and she gets knocked to the floor. A foul by the Lady Tigers. And waiting to see, I think maybe Laney. Yep. It'll be Laney Panels first. Second team foul of the ball game first. ACCHS. And at the free throw line, Phoenix, the shot, good. Getting that point. And 3 of 3 at the line, by the way, is Antio Snoddy. That is her 5th point tonight. This one rims out, no good. And a rebound taken away by Schletzbaum. 22-14. Lady Tigers in front. Right side, Bowerly skips it over to the right block. The turnaround shot, Wallace. Goes in and out, won't go. Panel rebounds it down. Kicks it out to Nitz. Looking for the bucket. Can't get that one. Rebound. Atchison. Phoenix will bring it into the forecourt. Gets doubled up as they get across the timeline. And the outlet pass is going to be stolen by Wallace. Here comes the Tigers. Left side, Schletzbaum. Baseline, Nitz. She's going to take the same shot and hit that time. You're not going to give Natalie that same shot a couple of times, because if she missed it the first time, she's going to know what she did and fix it. That is her first bucket of the game. And now Atchison is going to turn her over on the upcourt pass and trying to steal it back. We'll get a Phoenix foul. It's kind of that double jeopardy. You make one mistake turning it over. You make a second mistake by trying to get it back. It'll be foul number 2 for Stoves. Half a dozen team fouls for the Phoenix. So the Tigers are going into the bonus on the rest of the fouls this half. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Pistol take it to the right side. Tigers move the ball really briskly, all the way to the baseline to Nitz. The pass to the middle, knocked away. Here comes Atchison. The driving shot down the court is going to be rejected out of bounds. And that was a great recovery by Laney Panel to hustle, to get down the court and reject that shot on the fast break. Laney showing superb speed that trip up the floor. We're at 5:18 to play. Here's a baseline shot, won't go for Simpson. Back out on top it comes, and the ball is on the floor. It's going to be stolen away by Bowerly. She is 1-on-3 and uses great judgment to slow things up. Now kicks it to Wallace, and with 5 dribble the ball, it can be a problem. It'll be a turnover by the Tigers. 5 minutes to go in the half. 25-14. ACCHS with their largest lead of the night, up 11. Left side, jump shot, and it's going to be up and good for 2. Snoddy picking up the bucket, has her 7. 25-16. 4:44 to go, first half. The upcourt pass is going to be stolen by Atchison. Presley will put up the long shot. No. And a rebound Tigers. Schlenzbaum with the board, and she will work it up the court, first to the left side, then to the right, launching it deep into the corner to Nitz, and the pass is going to be stolen away. Here comes Snoddy, taking it down the left side. Will go in, go up, can't hit it, but the follow is going to roll around and be good. Kira will knock it in. And we're going to get a Tiger T.O. Taking a break with Coach Eckert. Joseph, we're down to 4, 12 to go in the first half of this girls' high school game. It is Atchison County 25, Atchison High 18.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're almost halfway through the second quarter here in Nortonville, Kansas. 25-18, ACCHS in front. They've led by as many as 11 here in the second quarter. Lead trimmed to 7 right now. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, Tom Couch with the court side. The crowd, well, I'm sure you can hear them in the background. It's a fantastic crowd. Both schools really well represented. ACCHS coming into the game at 9-0, and there's a reason for that. Atchison coming in on a team with some momentum, having won their last 4 in a row. Now the Lady Tigers will come into the forecourt. Wallace will have it at the top of the key. She took the outlet pass, gets it over to Bowerly. Bit of a head fake, steps inside, goes from 15, and got the roll, Bowerly. The key to that shot was the loft on the shot. Got it up high. So when it missed, the ball goes up. It doesn't just kick away and carom away from the rim. It goes up in the air and gives itself a second chance. Now here's a three from the left side that's not going to fall. Snoddy couldn't get it dropped, rebounding it down. Here comes Kaplinger. And great defense by Snoddy. Coming up the court, Kaplinger will turn it over. 27-18. 3.5 to go. Atchison will get into the forecourt. Kira Duncan has it. She'll swing it left side. Holdridge, she's back out of the court, even though she has suffered 2 personal fouls so far. And now we'll have the ball knocked away out of bounds, and it is going to be a foul called. We'll let them sort it out, and we're going to take a break. The foul, by the way, let me just get that paperwork done right now. It's going to be on Natalie Nitz. Natalie picking up her first foul, Tiger team foul 3. Taking a break, Joseph. 3:24 to go, opening half. Great girls ball game. It is Atchison County 27, Atchison High 18.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
With 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the opening half, and the Lady Tigers leading Atchison 27-18, we welcome you back here to the JCN Girls Tournament at the Nortonville site, and hope you're enjoying high school hoops tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Atchison puts the ball in play, and as the shot by Presley Simpson goes up, she's going to be fouled from behind. It is going to be on Wallace and be her first. So for the Lady Tigers, 4 team fouls, 1 each on 4 different players. And coming to the line, Presley Simpson. 5 points in the opening quarter for Presley. Her first free throw will kick to the side and will not go in. She's going to have one more shot. Got that ID, and Joseph lobbed that up to me. Couldn't quite reach the rim, Joseph, but I was able to tip it up through. Second one is on its way. Yes. So Presley Simpson with a half a dozen points is now a 27-19 lead for Atchison County. Natalie Nintz will bring it down the floor, take it all the way to the left corner. Swings it off on top, cross court, right side, Schletzbaum. 3 minutes to go in the half. Team moving on fast. Now the ball's going to be batted away from Nintz by Snoddy. Natalie's able to retreat and grab it before it gets to midcourt. And now her lob pass over to the right side. Now they'll feed it underneath, looking for Wallace, and the long reach by Hayward, who's able to get a handle on that ball and slap it away out of bounds down to the baseline. Coming back, getting into Atchison County with 2:50 to go in the half. Tigers will bring it up top side. Martin back in the game. Goes right side, Nitz underneath Wallace, all alone, up and in. Aaliyah Wallace gets her first points of the second quarter in her eighth of the game, making it a double-digit lead once more, 29-19. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Simpson swings it down the left side, feeds it to the block. In traffic, the ball is on the floor, and Atchison is going to turn it over. Tiger defense collapsing on the basketball, knocking it free, and once they get it ajar, they're able to clear it away. Here's Martin with it on the free throw line, underneath to Wallace, falling away. The shot is not going to go in, and rebounding it down is going to be Hayward. Here comes Atchison. Snoddy up the floor with it, first to the left side, then to the right, comes out on top. The three for Simpson, too strong, and a rebound, Martin underneath. Lady Tigers coming up with the basketball, and they've got the momentum. With 2 minutes to go in the half. Schletzbaum, left side, Nitz. At the free throw line, Martin. Back over to the left it goes, and back out on top. Here's another three. Launch, that one is a bit too strong. And Atchison will clear down the board, and that is going to be Bowridge sweeping it away. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Down to the left side. One-handed runner. Off the window and good! Antio Snoddy. 9 points now. 29-21. Atchison coming down the floor. And as they get to midcourt, we have some incidental contact and a Phoenix foul. I believe, although I haven't seen it register yet, that would be the seventh it is. And that will bring subsequent free throws to Natalie Nitz. Natalie's going to be coming to the line for the one and one as Ariana Baldridge has her third foul. First free throw's good. Natalie will earn the bonus. It is now 30-21. Second free throw, gets them both. 31-21. Lady Tigers. Atchison County has led throughout the game. They've never trailed. They have been tied twice at 9 and at 11. Now driving to the other end. Oh, a teardrop from the baseline by Snoddy. 31-23. And we're down to a minute to play in the half. Tigers have the ball and an 8-point lead. Bowerly with it on the right side. Works to the baseline, keeps the dribble alive, works to the top. Now they go to Martin at the free throw line, back over to the left. Schletzbaum sees no avenue, brings it back out on top of the net. 40 seconds to go in the half. Schletzbaum goes right side, all alone, Bowerly, baseline three. Kinsey Bowerly will hit those shots when she gets that kind of a good look. She's got a dozen, 34-23. And for the second time, the Tigers up 11. 19, 18, 17 seconds left in the half. Here's a three from the top. Presley Simpson doesn't get it. Rebounding down Tigers. They got plenty of time to get a good shot away. And instead, it's going to be fouled in the backcourt. And it'll be the second of the night for Snoddy. That means we will walk to the other end of the court. And for Atchison, instead of making the Tigers work for a shot, they're going to bring it to the free throw line. So coming to the line, the first shot for Natalie is up and good. She's gotten all six of her points in the game here in the second quarter, and she is now 4 of 4 at the free throw line. It is 36-23. Lady Phoenix finding themselves in trouble. They got a chance for the last shot, won't get it. Tigers come up with it, 4, at 3. Nitz is going to run, going to shoot, at the buzzer, hits it. The Tigers have exploded to a big lead. As they go to the locker room, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. At intermission in Nortonville, Atchison County, 38, Atchison High 23.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in Nortonville, Kansas. Two teams have gone to the locker room, and it's been a very exciting first half. Seen a lot of offense, seen a lot of up and down, and let's recap the first half scoring. First of all, for Atchison, leading the way for the Phoenix, 11 points for Antiel Snoddy. Following her with a half a dozen, Presley Simpson. It was a two-point half for Kara Duncan, Tyera Hayward, and running it out for Atchison, Meja Stoves. For ACCHS, leading the Lady Tigers with a dozen and leading all scorers, going to have Kinsey Bowerly following her with nine in the half. And in fact, all nine of them in the second quarter. Natalie Nitz, eight in the game so far for Aaliyah Wallace, and then three apiece for Atchison's Addison Schlenzbaum, Jenna Pitts, and Madison Martin. Fouls, Lady Tigers in no trouble at all. Four players with one apiece, and that's it. For Atchison, three fouls on Boldridge, two apiece on Snoddy and Stoves. It was a big second quarter for ACCHS that's really staked them to such a lead. They outscored Atchison 21-10 in the second quarter. That all said, we've still got another half of basketball coming up, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, with the intermission score, again, here in Nortonville, ACCHS 38, Atchison High 23. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, where a tournament-worthy halftime is waiting for you.
With six crunchy beef tacos plus a pound of potato Olays, our six-pack and a pound is perfect for date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, camping, tailgates, payday, birthdays, or any day that ends in Y.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're proud to bring you the Atchison High ACCHS game from Nortonville. Tom Couts will be returning with the rest of the game in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as they are on the road at Central Methodist University. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the sports as the scores as I have them.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report from you. It was Hanover over Washington County, 52-31 in the final. Valley Falls beat Rossville in the earlier game that you listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7, 49-11. It was Rossville beating Valley Falls, 49-11. I'm very, very sorry to have that backwards. Clifton Clyde beat Lynn 57-51. The Nemaha Central Thunder Ladies beat the Lansing Lions 57-33 earlier this evening. Perry LeCompton topped JCN 36-30. Baldwin and Jefferson County West met up today. It was Baldwin City 55-28 Jefferson County West 28. And in the Piper-Leavenworth game, it was Piper 51-38. At the half, in the Marysville-Hiawatha ladies game, it was the Marysville Lady Bulldogs trailing Hiawatha 7-10. And in this game at the half, it is currently ACCHS 38, Atchison High 23. We'll be returning to this ladies' game in just a couple of minutes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under overcast skies, with mixed precipitation likely changing to all snow. North winds at around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow 31, cloudy 16 tomorrow night, cloudy skies. about an inch of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And for that, we welcome you back again to Nortonville, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of the second game of the night, Atchison County and Atchison High. And the Tigers run to the baseline and put up a quick shot that is up and good, and continues to be a huge night for Kenzie Bowerly. Give her her 14th point of the game. Here's a running shot to the other end, and we're going to have a Tiger foul. It is now 40-23, just underway in the second half. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, our producer, engineer, newsman, weatherman, sportsman. Yeah, whatever you need. Work on the gutters, free throw, in and out, no good. That's going to be, by the way, the second foul for the Lady Tigers, Addison Schletzbaum. Second free throw is good after having missed the first one. And Teal Snotty scores her 12th point of the game. It is 40-24. We're a half a minute into the second half, and the ball is just going to be stolen away from Bowerly. And as the ball comes up the court, I'm looking for the call, and it's going to be, they'll say, on Kenzie reaching in. So having her pocket picked, Kenzie tries to recover the basketball, and in the process is going to pick up team foul two in the second half. And for Kenzie, it'll be her first foul tonight. Into the forecourt with the basketball, and here comes Atchison. The shot for three is wide to the right side, and Bowerly's going to be underneath to rebound it down. Here come the Lady Tigers. Kenzie into the forecourt, runs it down the right side, right in front of the Tiger bench, as we're a minute into the third quarter. Skip pass over to the right side, Bowerly down to the baseline to Wallace. She'll cross underneath, try a little reverse layup, but it's not going to happen. Rebound, take it away. Here comes Atchison. Phoenix will take it down the left side, mishandle the ball, and throw it away. Oh, what a break for Atchison as Kira Duncan was trying to save it in. She kind of flipped it back toward the court. It caroms off a Tiger player, so it will be Atchison basketball at their baseline. And they're going to bring it in. Snoddy has it. Antio goes baseline. Looking at a pair of defenders in front of her. Back up on top. The three is launched and short. Rebounding it down this time is going to be Wallace. Lady Tigers up the court. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Schletzbaum comes right side. Kaplinger's three. Rims around, no. Rebound Wallace. A big collision. Bodies on the floor. No foul called. And it's going to go out of bounds off Atchison. Tigers will have it in down to the baseline. 6:20 to go. Third quarter. 40-24. Lady Tigers up 16. They've been up by as many as 17. Bowerly over to Kaplinger at the free throw line to Wallace. On the right side to Nitz. She'll square up and launch the outside shot. Not going to fall. And a rebound, Snoddy. Here come the Phoenix. Atchison flying up the floor. Snoddy, one-handed push pass over to the left corner. Looking at the three. That one's going to be a little too strong. And a rebound is going to be cleared down by the Lady Tigers. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Bowerly comes right side, Nitz. The feet to the right block. Wallace fins, left-handed shot, kisses off the widow and end. I'm not sure, and I'm going to be very candid here, that Atchison County can play much better. They have been almost flawless tonight. Driving shot, Preston Simpson, no good. Rebound to get down, it's going to be Nitz. The Tigers have been balanced. Their players are scoring well, rebounding. They're running their offense, executing it crisply, and they are looking very, very sharp. Coming back into the game for ACCHS, Madison Martin and Jenna Pitts. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. An 18-point Atchison County lead, 42-24. on the right block. Wallace goes up and cans two more. Aaliyah Wallace with a dozen, and it's 44-24. Tigers about ready to blow the doors off of this one with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Presley Simpson, left side. Here's a three off the window a little too strongly, and rebounding it back down as to Kenny. Now, the Tigers, an error here, kind of a haphazard pass, and now that ball is going to be over and back. 4:38 to play in the third quarter. It'll be Tiger basketball, and they're going to have it in play at their offensive end. Atchison will go to the bench, bringing Samara Downing and Majah Stoves back in. Tigers have it. Topside nets. It's a three. In and out. Rebound. Phoenix. Snotty will bring it up the court. Little crossover dribble behind her back. Goes to the left side. A runner off the window. Doesn't go in. And taking away the rebound. Snotty follows it up and in. And a foul on Martin. Martin and Gollip had gotten the rebound, and Snotty just had her mind made up that she was going to have that, went in, made a strong move, took the ball away, fumbled it up, and was subsequently fouled. So a nice opportunity at a three-point play for Antille Snotty. And the free throw is good. Madison will have her first foul tonight. Tigers team foul three in the second half. Atchison, who got a little foul trouble in the first half, hasn't fouled at all yet in the second. Tigers with the basketball, and there's a travel. Is trying to hit the brakes. Now they couldn't quite hold that pivot foot. And Nitz is going to come out of the ball game, and Jordan Kamplinger will return for Coach Eckert. 4:05 to go, so might as well call this halfway through the third quarter. 44-27, Lady Tigers. Here's another three for Atchison, and again, just well off the mark. Phoenix having trouble hitting anything from the outside. They hit one three-point shot so far in the game. Atchison has hit five. Here's the three. Nope. And a rebound. Phoenix. AHS flying up the court. Snotty brings it down. Chugel with the left-handed three. Wide to the left side. 3.5 to play in the third quarter. The ball's going to come in for Atchison County from the backcourt. And we're going to get a little pressure by the Phoenix defense this trip up. Kamplinger comes right side to feed to the free throw line to Wallace. Back over to the right to Kamplinger. Underneath to Martin. Well done. And as the shot goes up, they're going to have a foul that'll put Madison on the line. Freshman giving this team a lot of emotion, just a lot of lift. You got to have a player sometimes that just comes in excited, and she has brought that to this game. Madison, 1-1 at the free throw line tonight. That one's right there. That is her fourth point this evening. Schlitzbaum will come out. Wallace will come out. Back in will come Kinsey Bowerly, and also into the game will come Lainey Pannell. Martin's second free throw, airborne, and it's going to be a little bit short. Atchison boards it down, 45-27. Here's a runner from the left side. It'll come up short, and Tigers will rebound it. Kamplinger gets it out on top to Lainey, and Pannell coming across midcourt. Goes to Pitts, topside Kamplinger. ECCHS has looked sharp tonight, leading it right now by 18 with 2:50 to go. Third quarter. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Atchison down the left side. And as two defenders try to close the gap, a foul is going to be committed. And are they going to call it a shooting violation? They're going to say it just comes in from the baseline. Sayana Seymour is in and got fouled as she was bringing it up the court. Shot is up. Nope. And the Phoenix just can't get him to fall. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Little left-hand dribble into the forecourt. For Pitts, her cross-court pass is stolen. Atchison back the other way. Stokes will come up with a steal. Kicks it left side. Bit of a head fake. The drive to the baseline. The 12-footer is up and good for Snoddy. It is 45-29. Still 2:14 to go. Lady Tigers were scoring at will and have slowed down a little bit. Haven't scored in 2.5 or so minutes. And Coach Eckert understands that. He's going to take a timeout and discuss it with his team. We're going to do it. Taking a break, Joseph. 2:05 to go in the third. It is Atchison County, 45. Atchison High, 29.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Hey, welcome back. We're at the Nortonville, Jefferson County North Middle School. Just over 2 minutes ago in the third quarter, girls' high school game in the JCN tournament. Feed to the right side. Tigers are going to have a shot go up, and it won't go in for Wallace. And on the rebound, Martin gets tied up underneath with Simpson, and a jump ball called. It will belong to the Phoenix. Just inside, 2 minutes ago in the third. Inbound pass is going to be slapped and knocked out of bounds by Natalie. It'll be put in play now at the side of the scorer's table by Atchison. They'll bring it in, and Snoddy will bring it up the floor. Phoenix with the basketball, but they got a big hill to climb. Here's a three that would help them, but it won't go in. Rebounding underneath again is going to be Martin. She's been very, very good out there tonight. Minute 35 to play in the third quarter. The ball batted, nicely saved by Natalie. She'll kick it to the left side. The feed in the middle is rejected, and it'll go out of bounds. Into the lineup for Coach Rebant and Atchison. Simpson will come out, and Hayward back in for Atchison High School. 45-29, a 16-point Lady Tiger lead. In the last minute and a half of the third quarter, Nitz from the baseline for a three, no, and a rebound cleared away by Atchison. Pulled down by Samara Downing. Atchison up the court, driving in, a runner off the window and good. Samara Downing, coast to coast with the rebound and the bucket. It is 45-31, and we've got a minute left third quarter. And as Natalie Nitz gets into the forecourt, we get a foul. Is that on Stoves? It is. It'll be the third foul on Atchison sophomore, Pachaya Stoves. Kenzie Bowerly will feed into the lane where Wallace goes straight up and in. When you are in that position, and by in that position, I mean you're in the lane or just in off the block, that ball comes to you, the best thing in the world. Get it up, get it in, and she did a great job with that. Here's a Phoenix shot that won't go in, but an offensive rebound is going to allow them to reset. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, 47-31. Atchison County in front. Atchison with the basketball, and going to have to make some heroic comeback effort to win this one tonight. Here's a 15-foot runner. No, Wallace, rebound. 15 seconds left. Schlitzbaum's back in. She'll get it over to Bowerly. She'll go into the lane, change hands, shot up, no, rebound, Wallace. Looking for the ball, gets it away left side, and we'll have a foul, and they will call it a foul on the floor. Whistle's going to be on Seymour. So Zayana Seymour's first. 6 seconds for the Tigers to get a shot up. Plenty of time. It'll come into Wallace. She gets tied up. And we're going to get another Phoenix foul. And this comes now with 5 seconds to go. And it is the fourth foul on Stokes, by the way. Atchison will bring it on top. Right side, Bowerly. She'll launch the three. It does not go in, and we are through three. We'll be back here in Nortonville. Coming to the fourth quarter, it is Atchison High School 47, Atchison County 31.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Chris Jones into the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Courtside. We go to the fourth quarter. Game two here tonight from the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament in Atchison. Trails Atchison County 47-31. Welcome back, everybody. Leading scores in the game at this point for ACCHS, 14 apiece for Kinsey Bowerly and Aaliyah Wallish. For the leading score in the ballgame now, Antiel Snoddy with 17. ACCHS looking to protect its perfect record this season, and they're looking for their 10th win. Tigers will go left side. Schlesbaum puts one up, and it's no good. And a rebound taken away by Atchison County. Back out on top. Nitz for three. Yes. And one. So Natalie will get the bucket, draw the foul, come to the line with an opportunity at a three-point play. She had 9 at halftime. She's 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Now, wait a minute. We're going to check that scoreboard. I thought that was a 3. Free throw here is up and rolling in. So apparently that was a 2 because they've made it now 50-31 after that free throw. 7:30 to go in the game. And that will have an Atchison County foul on the upcourt play. Tomorrow night, we're going to have to get an early start and an early launch and a bit of a road trip as we're going to go over to Fayette, Missouri at the Benedictine Ravens at Central Methodist. Central Methodist ladies in the first game, maybe one of, if not the best team in the country. I don't mean in the conference, I mean in the country. They are fantastic. So BC will have their hands full with them. And then the nightcap should be a great game. A couple of good men's teams, well coached, and looking forward to bringing both of them to you tomorrow, 5:30 for the ladies game and the guys at about 7:30. Raven basketball tomorrow here on Care Radio. We're at 7-11 to go. In the game, Tigers up the court. Bowerly gives it underneath. The layup is going to be up and good for Martin. Madison Martin now with a half a dozen. 53-31. I think they just corrected that score a minute ago, so I'm going to fix that too. 53-31, and we will get a timeout with Coach Revamp. Taking a break, Joseph. Phoenix calling the timeout, so shall we. It's 6:55 remaining. It is Lady Tigers, 53, Phoenix 31.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Let's see who comes back out first. Is Atchison the first team to come on the court? We're going to have... who we got out there? We got Presley Simpson back in the game with Antio Snoddy. I also see... can I hear Hayward out there? And as Atchison puts the ball in play, it's going to be stolen by Wallish. Also in the game, Samara Downing. And rounding it out is going to be Kira Duncan. Atchison turns it over. Now they're going to steal it right back. Simpson with the steal. Goes baseline. And it's going to be blocked away and knocked out of bounds by Schletzbaum. 6.5 to go in the ball game, and the Lady Tigers up by 22. Inbound. Shot goes up. Missing. Rebound. Going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Going to be Tiger basketball. Coach Eckert has a rare opportunity, a rare situation with a couple of tall players that are available to him that are both really good. And here's a steal and a layup by Snoddy. And right now, out of the court, you're going to see 2 6-foot-plus players out here as Wallish and Martin are both on the court for the Lady Tigers. 53-33. 6 minutes left. Not a lot of high schools, particularly this size, have that kind of height that you could put on the court with maybe even one player, let alone to have a pair of quality players to put out there at that size. Huge, huge deal. Coming to the free throw line after the third foul of the night by Antiel. The front half of the 1-1 is going to be missed by Kinsey Bowerly. And a rebound. Wallish has it, tries to twist it away, and we're going to have a Atchison foul call. Whistle is going to be on Oldridge, and I have her with 4 now. Wallish at the free throw line. She's had a good evening, and this one is up and in. Aaliyah Wallish collects her 15th point tonight. And pushes her team back up again by 21. And now by 22 as they, for the second time tonight, have a 22-point lead. 16 for Wallish. 5:45 to go. Here's a shot on the other end. Phoenix can't get it to fall. Rebounding it down. Atchison County. ACCHS. Bowerly will take the upcourt pass. Goes into the lane. Slips, falls, and a little disappointed that she was unable to complete delivering the ball across the floor. 5.5 to go. Now Kinsey kind of working her knee and looking over, coach, are you going to take me out, coach? I really wouldn't mind if you took me out. You don't have to take me out. It'd be kind of good if you did. Now we're going to have a technical. And Natalie Nitz coming to the free throw line. Hits the first. And hits the second. And Kinsey is going to get to come out of the game now. Back in will be Jenna Pitts. It'll be Tiger basketball coming up after hitting a couple of technical free throws. Pushing their advantage to the largest of the night now at 57-33. And we're at 5.5 to go. Pass underneath the Wallish, back over to the left side to Nitz. Natalie looking into the middle and right into the eyes of Presley Simpson out there to defend her. Here's a three-point shot way outside. How about Jenna Pitts, her second three tonight? 60-33, and we've got 5 minutes to go. It is a 27-point lead for Atchison County. Here's a pass down to the baseline of the... Bunny Hop shot is up a good by Hayward, and she's got 4. 60-35. Pressure all the way up the floor by the Phoenix, and the outlet pass is going to be stepped in front of and stolen away by Hayward. Taira comes up with a steal. Snoddy brings it down the court, goes left, outside, 3-point shot, well short. Rebounding it down, ACCHS. Schletzbaum comes down with it. Nitz will have it in the forecourt. 4:20 to go. Pitts will have it right side. Schlitzbaum. Back over to the left is going to be Nitz. Natalie to the free throw line. Wallace pass inside, deflected and taken down by Presley Simpson. Presley brings it up to Snoddy. Antiel, cross court, back out on top. 15-footer's rejected. Rebound to go back down, Atchison. Here's a really long three. No. Rebound underneath. Pollard home. Snoddy with 21 points now. It's 60-37. With the clock now, kind of the issue. 3:45 to play. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking it, Joseph. 3:45 to go in the game. Atchison County, 60. Atchison High, 37.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Welcome back. 3:46 to go. Tigers are going to be putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. And look at who coach has out there. The three-point shot by Kaplinger. Kicks out, no. Rebound, Martin follows and gets it in one. This has really been a great game. And I can't say enough about how well Madison Martin is playing. Freshman center, 8 point now, coming to the free throw line, looking for one more with 3.5 to play. It is now 62-37. That is the fifth foul tonight by Ariana Boldridge. And now Atchison is going to make a mass substitution as Coach Reban is going to put in five of his young players. Here comes Madison's free throw. She's good, and she'll hit that one. 63-37, ACCHS. A little over 3 minutes to go. Going to have to help myself with my program a little bit now because there are some young players with whom I'm less familiar out of the floor right now. Here's a run from the right side that won't go in, but a Tiger foul by starting point guard Jordan Kaplinger, the senior. So Jordan will pick up her second foul tonight. Free throw will not quite get in for Majaya Stoves. One more shot coming up. 3:12 to go. Now Kaplinger will come out of the game for Coach Eckert. Second free throw, not going to go in either, and Tigers are going to rebound it down. Corey Wagner will come up with the board, have it stripped out of her hands and lose it out of bounds. Assistant coach Mike Ecker feels it. He's got good hands. Look at him. Well done, coach. Let's check the Tiger 5 out there. I've got Emmy Smith out of the court. Mackenzie Scholes is out here. We got Lainey Pannell, Danny Chu, and rounding it out, that's Corey Wagner. Now the ball taken away by Atchison. Up court with the basketball, Zayana Seymour. Zayana, sophomore, comes off on top to Samara Downey. Here's a really long three. It's going to be just off the mark a little bit as Stoves couldn't quite get that thing to fall. Atchison again. We've got Seymour and Stoves. You've got Kaya Downing, you've got Samara Downing, and you're going to have Holly Banks. So those are the Phoenix Five. Here's the steal. Holly had it, and it's going to be taken away from her. Up with it is going to come Corey Wagner. Outlets it down the left side to Danny. shoo, all the way to the baseline, and the thing gets away out of bounds. 2:29 to go. It is still a 63-37 ball game. Atchison up court, first to the right side and then to the left. Handling it up here is going to be Stokes, the sophomore. The feet to the right block, turning around, the shot is up, no. Offensive board, followed up, and in from the left side. And it's going to be Zayana Seymour hitting that bucket. And that is her first point of the game, 63-39. Tigers with inside 2 minutes to go now in control of the ball. The feed underneath, little contact, and no foul. They're going to say the ball does get out of bounds down to the baseline. Coach Eckert is now going to run Ava Spear in, the only other freshman beyond Madison Martin. Ava Spear is in the game. Minute 45 to play, and here comes Atchison bringing it up the floor. Stokes. She will go to the right side. Little one-handed runner. Nope. Knocked out of bounds. And it will be Lady Tiger basketball. Malin Cummings in for ACCHS. Minute and a half to go. The pass over to the left side for Emmy Smith. And it's just a little bit out of her reach. She couldn't quite get that thing grabbed and hauled in. Lady Tigers are going to turn it back over. We're down to a minute 29 to play. Atchison with the basketball. That's going to be Stokes into the middle. Seymour, shot, nope, rebound, running for it, trying to catch it, and can't quite save it from getting out of bounds. Zayana gave it a great chase, but it gets away. And the Tigers will be putting it in play with 75 seconds to go. Again, AHS up court. Over to the left side is going to be Spear. Ava, top side, it goes to Corey. In the middle, that's going to be Malin Cummings. Drives toward the baseline, and it'll be knocked away, but go out of bounds off the Tigers. Once again, we're at a minute to play now. It'll belong to the Phoenix. Atchison brings it in, and Holly comes up court with it. Stomps to the backcourt. Lays it back behind her. It's going to be saved and brought across the timeline. Outlet pass left side. A little contact in the middle. A shot off the back glass. No. Rebounding it down. Here comes Atchison County with 40 seconds left. ACCHS left side. Down to the baseline. The dish across is going to get away and out of bounds. Once again, it will come in to Atchison County. Lady Tigers are going to have Mackenzie Scholes in there. Mackenzie and Corey out there. Phoenix with the basketball. Across the timeline. We're going to get Ava. 30 seconds to go. Three shot, no. Rebound, Tigers. Back the other way is Maylin. And there'll be a little contact down at the baseline. And with 19 seconds left, Tigers are going to come to the free throw line. For ACCHS, coming to the line is going to be Malin Cummings. And she'll have two shots in the double bonus. The first one just off a little bit. One more shot for Maylin. Gives it a good hard look, and that one won't quite roll in either. Rebound, Atchison. And now, Atchison County with the steal. 13 seconds. In the middle, the runner up. No, rebound, Phoenix. 7 seconds. Atchison running, driving down, into the lane, going left, off the window, doesn't get it, and the horn sounds. Final score tonight, Atchison County 63, Atchison High School 39, and we'll return here to Nortonville to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back. A couple of interesting ball games tonight. And in the second one, ACCHS never trailed and take the 63-39 win over Atchison. They remain undefeated. And now also go to double-digit Ws with their 10th win of the year, going to 10-0. Recapping this ball game, first of all, for Atchison High School leading her team and, in fact, leading all scorers tonight. Antiel Snotty with 21 points. It was Presley Simpson with a half a dozen tonight, four this evening for Tayra Hayward, and then two for, well, we have two for Kira Duncan, Samara Downing, Majaya Stoves, and Zayana Seymour. For ACCHS, pacing away, Aaliyah Wallace with 16 points tonight. Three players in double digits. Natalie Nitz right behind her with 15, and Kinsey Bowerly right behind her with 14, nearing double digits. Madison Martin with 9. It was kind of dropping off a little bit then to 6 for Jenna Pitts, and 3 tonight for Addison Schlesbaum. Back about some player of the game in this one. It's a tough call. There are so many players who had a great night, but tell you what we're going to have to do here. We're going to go with Aaliyah. The 16 points, not only the leading scorer, but she did a great job in the middle, scored in every quarter of the game, dominant in the middle, dominant rebounder. So Aaliyah Wash, Bank of Atchison, player of the game tonight. Opening game this evening, it was Rossville coming away with a 49-11 win. Nightcap, Lady Tigers over the Phoenix, 63-39. Tomorrow night, Joseph and I are going to be bringing you college basketball. Benedictine on the road at Central Methodist will be in Fayette, Missouri. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30, Raven Hoops on CARE. Well, thank you for having joined us tonight. Until we reach you next time, for Joseph, back in the studio. Joseph, you can put your shoes back on and warm up the car and head home. Well done, as always. Tom Couch here in Northville saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.